Walt Disney World Memories Podcast number 180, exiting Hollywood Studios. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to memory 180 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Happy New Year, everyone! Well, it's a week afterwards and I hope your 2017 is already off to a great start. Mine has been busy with travel and visiting family and friends back where I grew up. And now we're back home and bracing for our first snow. As I write this, the weathermen are reporting 1 to 3 inches of snow, and here in Louisville, Kentucky, that's enough to have folks running to the stores. As for me, I'm dreaming of a warmer place, where laughter fills the air and a smell of fresh popcorn is around every street corner. So even if you're about to head out and shovel your driveway off, or you're relaxing by a fire inside, I hope you enjoy this final stop in our day at Disney's Hollywood Studios. So as I've been saying, it was a hot Sunday in June of 2012 that has changed into a cool rainy night now. In memory 178, I got to ride the new Toy Story Mania at Disney's Hollywood Studios for the first time. I had ridden it in California Adventure already, but this was my first time here in Orlando. As I exited the attraction, the park is now closed. I had been hoping to catch Fantasmic, but both showings that night had been canceled because of the storm and that had been raging all evening. So there was really nothing else for me to do but to head for the exit. But maybe instead I'll take some photos on my way out. This park is probably one of my favorites at night because of all the neon lights, and with the fresh rain having let up, it provided the perfect shine to the pavement that you can see in all those amazing nighttime photos by guys like, you know, Tom Bricker and such. So I don't remember my exact path, but I think I went from Pixar Place over to the Streets of America, which is still there at the time. Sadly, it's now gone. But then to the Star Tours area, and finally down Hollywood Boulevard and out towards the exit of the park. If you're looking for those photos, though, I'm going to probably post them all in the show notes on the website, so you better go check them out there. So this is my first time using a mirror shuttle. Remember, I kind of mentioned that back at the beginning. So I didn't quite have the back and forth to my hotel worked out, and I'm not exactly sure how it works. So I had set up my pickup for the park that was open up the latest, which, of course, is the Magic Kingdom. So from here, I'll take the Disney bus from the studios over to the Magic Kingdom to catch my ride back to my hotel. This really wraps up my day in Disney's Hollywood Studios, but really kind of helps start the new year with a brand new adventure. Since we've relived three of the four parks already, it's only, you know, fitting that we finish out all of, and round it out with a day at Disney's Animal Kingdom next. So check back next time and we'll start our new adventure in Disney's Animal Kingdom. So as always, you can find out how to contact or follow me, find out more about the show, see photos and videos, and of course support the show at our www-memories.net website. Thank you to all of those who are leaving reviews on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. This greatly increases our visibility and provides people with an idea of how great the podcast is. Now, today's memory is once again in binaural, so I'd suggest putting those headphones on to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now, sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as I do my best to take advantage of this now empty park.
my DVDs?
Thank you.
Don't know what that storm's gonna do, are they? Hi. Good night. Magic Kingdom?
Straight out, once you see the benches, go towards your left, 25.
Thank you. Evening. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Excuse me. Which one's Magic Kingdom?
Right around the middle of the next park, about 25.
Okay. In the charter buses area?
Yep.
Okay.
It ends right here at 25.
Thank you. Y'all going to Magic Kingdom too?
Yes.
25. It's open until 2.
Good grief.
Go to number 25.
I don't think it's going to be deserted
because of the storm. Well, this place emptied completely.
We got on Tower of Terror in 13 minutes, probably less.
I walked into it just as the storm was really hitting its worst. So I had just
so
made
cool.
it, and then you're up in the tower, and the door's open. It's the lightning's out there, and it's going off
I
here.
I wanted to be there so badly at that point. We had gone there right before it.
Unfortunately, when I got to the bottom, then it was pouring, and everybody was coming in the exit. I grew up in Silver Spring. So, yes. You gotta be proud of them for a little while, right?
Yeah. No, they're doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've been struggling recently, but hopefully it'll pull it back together.
Have you been to the stadium recently, though?
I haven't been in about 5 years.
Oh, they have a new center field bar. It's amazing.
Really?
You need to go. Yeah. Oh my God, it's amazing.
Oh, thanks for the tip. I'm gonna have to do that the next time I go back out there. Yeah, I wish I could take advantage of it. I'm not staying on site. Parked here?
Are they parked here?
There goes the monorail. Looks like you can take that around.
Ooh, good. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
Is it running?
I just saw it go by.
Oh, sweet.
And it runs pretty often?
About every 10, 15 minutes, maybe.
Are those ropes? Is he going to take the monorail to the Magic Kingdom?
You're on the other side of the lake, basically.
Oh, I see.
You're over here where you can take the monorail to Epcot, the ferry boat across, or the monorail around. Shooting fireworks off too.
What did you say?
The fireworks are going.
Oh, the fireworks are going. So you can see the fireworks.
Yeah, I started at 10.
Oh, look, past Julian, the fireworks are going.
They apparently are going late.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll see the electricals be parading.
See the one?
The electricals.
Are we out of time?
seen it. Yes, and I love it.
I got to see it right on Main Street, sitting on the curb. Close up, it's really cold. But farther away, it's not so cold.
I heard you say you like ice cream. My favorite spot, and what I like to do when I watch the parade, go back to Sleepy Hollow. It's right there by Liberty Square.
Okay.
They make an ice cream sandwich with fresh made cookies and a chunk of vanilla ice cream. And it's warm cookies with vanilla ice cream. Really good.
What's the name of the place?
Sleepy Hollow. They also do candy corn and stuff like that, too.
Do you think they'll open now?
They might be.
Okay, thanks again. Have a
good luck. Are you going to the Hilton Orlando?
No.
No? Okay.
Where that van is at?
Oh, it's the van?
Where that van? No, it's not a van. Not for the bus.
Okay, the bus. He had told me 22 or something like that. So, all right.
No. Which way are you going? Hilton?
Hilton Orlando.
Yeah, no.
With mirrors, they said.
No, yeah. That's a mirror box right there.
Yeah, I'll talk to him. All right, thank you. Hilton Orlando, is it one of you guys?
What time is your reservation?
11:30.
11:30, we're pulling right here at number 2, right behind my van.
Okay, right behind you, okay. Hilton Orlando?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you need anything from
yes,
me?
Yes, sir.
Say bye right into that.
Bye.
Good job.